Graduation season is in full swing. Throughout the metro, high school seniors are donning polyester robes and tossing mortarboards, and hundreds of valedictorians and senior speakers are delivering commencement addresses. Earlier this week, Casey Current's Suzanne Hogan caught up with a 16-year-old who is preparing to give the speech at De La Salle, an alternative charter school in Midtown.
Hello, my name is Sandra Perez, and I'm the speech giver of the class of 2013 at De La Salle High School.
Sandra's excited and a little nervous to give the speech she wrote, which was selected out of her graduating class of 52, to be part of the upcoming commencement celebration.
It's a speech that is going to be remembered at least by someone, and I want it to be a speech that could impact at least one person.
The impact is pretty major for the Perez family, seeing as she will be the first of her family to graduate from high school. Originally from Mexico, Sandra came to the United States with her family when she was 7 years old. She learned English in middle school and ended up at Northeast High School originally, but there was too many distractions there for her.
I think I was not being really, paying attention much. I was not getting the grades I needed to get. But I think those mistakes made me realize that, you need education to go somewhere. So I was just like, I don't want this for my life, so I'm need to start working. So I think without those mistakes, I wouldn't have learned the true value of education and what I need to do to get there.
Sandra transferred to De La Salle, a smaller alternative school that offers, among many things, experiential learning programs like the one Sandra got into, MindDrive, a program that teaches urban students how to build electric cars. She grew strong relationships with her counselors, did cross-country student council. The transition was hard at first, but now she's graduating with a 4.0, a year early. But she still remembers some of the anxiety about walking through the doors the first time.
At first, I wasn't, really thrilled about coming here because I did have my friends over there, so it was starting all over again. But as the years have gone by, I've seen that I've gotten, a lot of opportunities here that I wouldn't have normally gotten over there.
The opportunities on the horizon continue to grow for Sandra as she recently got her driver's permit, which is a big deal to any teen, but perhaps is a little bit more significant for her. She's a beneficiary of the DREAM Act legislation signed last year, which legalizes the status of approximately 65,000 undocumented youth and is getting them on the path towards citizenship.
You could say I had a lot of faith that it did come true. And I was just so excited when I got it. So just getting my permit was just like, whoa, I finally got it. So it's crazy because that was something I couldn't get before.
And now we're going to hear the speech that Sandra Perez wrote and will present to her peers, teachers, and family on graduation day.
In kindergarten, we were asked, what is it that we would like to be? Some answered president, astronaut, and firefighter. In my case, a princess. In 10th grade, we were asked again. Some answered police officer, rock star, in my case, Bella, from Twilight. Today, we were asked the same question, and this time, a more serious answer was expected. Well, how about this for an answer? Who knows? I say, who knows, because this is the time in our lives to make mistakes. Not hard, fast decisions. This is the time to catch the wrong train. The time to change our major, one, or even 20 times. We could change our minds over and over again because nothing in life is permanent. So the next time we are asked this question, what do you want to be? We won't have to guess. We will know. We'll know. Because if there is something De La Salle has taught me, is that there is not a limit and that our past will never define our future. The class of 2013 is not just another number. This class will make mistakes. We will make a lot of them. But we won't stop there. We will fight for our dreams and become whatever we want to be. We will be the class who inscribes our mark on the world and whose achievements soar throughout the cosmos. So to all those teachers, parents, counselors, and all those who have supported us, thank you. Without you, we couldn't be here. And to my class, the class of 2013, congratulations. Now it's time to astound the universe with our accomplishments.
That was 2013 De La Salle graduate Sandra Perez. She's interested in a lot of different educational paths right now, perhaps a business degree, studying law, but she's got a lot of time to figure it out. She'll spend the summer working, hanging out with family and friends, and looks forward to looking for colleges to attend this coming fall. For Casey Currents, I'm Suzanne Hogan.
coming up, a look at the influx of immigrants in rural communities. You're listening to KC Currents.